Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Welcome to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. This is a show about gospel topics and questions that you have about gospel topics. If you have a question for the Mormon Channel on any topic, you can feel free to drop us a line at radio@ldschurch.org. We did a survey on our Facebook page about a topic you'd like to hear about. We thank you for all of your responses and have chosen a few of those to respond to. Today we'd like to talk about hope. There are many different ways to understand hope. We'll take our understanding of hope from the fourth verse of the 12th chapter of Ether in the Book of Mormon, which states, "Wherefore, whoso believeth in God might with surety hope for a better world, yea, even a place at the right hand of God, which hope cometh of faith, maketh an anchor to the souls of men, which would make them sure and steadfast, always abounding in good works, being led to glorify God." We also found a quote by the prophet Brigham Young on this very scripture. He talks of the effects of this kind of hope, ones which are relevant for today. Listen to his words. He says, quote, "You never saw a true saint in the world that had sorrow, neither can you find one. If persons are destitute of the fountain of living water or the principles of eternal life, then they are sorrowful. If the words of life dwell within us, and we have hope of eternal life and glory, and let that spark within us kindle to a flame, to the consuming of the least and last remains of selfishness, we never can walk in darkness and are strangers to doubt and fear." Close quote. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf in the October 2008 General Conference speaks about the importance of hope.
Hope is one leg of a three-legged stool, together with faith and charity. These three stabilize our lives regardless of the rough or uneven surfaces we might encounter at the time. The scriptures are clear and certain about the importance of hope. The Apostle Paul taught that the scriptures were written to the end that we might have hope. Hope has the power to fill our lives with happiness. Its absence, when this desire of our heart is delayed, can make the heart sick. Hope is a gift of the Spirit. It is a hope that through the atonement of Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection, we shall be raised unto life eternal, and this because of our faith in the Savior. This kind of hope is both a principle of promise as well as a commandment. And as with all commandments, we have the responsibility to make it an active part of our lives and overcome the temptation to lose hope. Hope in our Heavenly Father's merciful plan of happiness leads to peace, mercy, rejoicing, and gladness. The hope of salvation is like a protective helmet. It is the foundation of our faith and an anchor to our souls. Moroni, in his solitude, even after having witnessed the complete destruction of his people, believed in hope. In the twilight of the Nephite nation, Moroni wrote that without hope, we cannot receive an inheritance in the kingdom of God. But why then is there despair?
That's President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. When we have hope, we trust God's promises. We have a quiet assurance that if we do the works of righteousness, we shall receive our reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. That from Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23. Mormon taught that such hope comes only through the atonement of Jesus Christ. In Moroni chapter 7, verse 41, it states, "What is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him according to the promise." Here are the words of President John Taylor as he spoke of the buoyant power of hope. Although these words are 150 years old, they still ring true today. President Taylor said, quote, good men have had to endure afflictions, privations, trials, and sorrow. It's true. Abraham had to pass through afflictions that were harrowing to his feelings. Men of God have had to wander about in sheepskins and goatskins and been considered the scum and offscourings of society by men who understood not their relationship to God. They appeared destitute, but were, in reality, not. They had a hope that was buoyant and looked for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Events of a similar kind have transpired among us. Elder Neil A. Maxwell in the April 2001 General Conference talks about our need to plow in hope.
What are mocking words now, if later we hear those glorious words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Meanwhile, Paul urges us to plow in hope. Therefore, desperately needed is longitudinal perspective, the hope of the gospel. Today's put down is then placed in the perspective of our being lifted up tomorrow in God's plan of happiness. Since the Lord wants a people tried in all things, how specifically will we be tried? He tells us, I will try the faith and the patience of my people. Since faith in the timing of the Lord may be tried, let us learn to say not only, thy will be done, but patiently also, thy timing be done. Hope feasts on the words of Christ through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, written for our learning, and bolstered by having all these witnesses. Faith constitutes the assurance of things hoped for and the proof of things not seen. Therefore, whatever our humble furrow, we are to plow in hope, finally developing a perfect brightness of hope. Yet too many of the partially committed, like Naaman, wait for the Lord to bid them to do some great thing while declining his biddings in small things. When humbled and corrected, not only did Naaman's flesh become like that of a little child, but his heart also. Failure to serve the Master in small ways estranges us from him. Those, however, who plow in hope not only understand the law of the harvest, but they also understand what growing seasons are all about. True. Those with genuine hope may see their proximate circumstances shaken like a kaleidoscope at times, yet with the eye of faith, they still see divine design. Ultimate hope, of course, is tied to Jesus and the great atonement with its free gift of the universal resurrection and the proffer of God's greatest gift, eternal life.
That's Elder Neil A. Maxwell. You're listening to radio.lds.org. This is the Mormon Channel Q&A. We're answering your gospel questions. We did a survey on our Facebook page about topics that you'd like to hear about. So today we're talking about hope. As we strive to live the gospel, we grow in our ability to abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, that from Romans 15:13. We increase in hope as we pray and seek God's forgiveness. In the Book of Mormon, a missionary named Aaron assured a Lamanite king, if thou wilt repent of thy sins and will bow down before God and call on his name in faith, believing that ye shall receive, then shalt thou receive the hope which thou desirest, that from Alma 22:16. We also gain hope as we study the Scriptures and follow their teachings. The Apostle Paul taught, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Close quote. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org. If you have a question for Q&A, we'd love to hear it, whether it's on hope or maybe it's another gospel topic that we've already talked about. You can email us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at radio@ldschurch.org. We're talking about hope. Again, another quote from decades past, this time from our beloved prophet Joseph Smith. He said, quote, reflect for a moment, brethren, and inquire whether you would consider yourselves worthy as seed at the marriage feast with Paul and others like him. If you had been unfaithful, had you not fought the good fight and kept the faith, could you expect to receive? Have you a promise of receiving a crown of righteousness from the hand of the Lord with the church of the firstborn? Here then we understand that Paul rested his hope in Christ because he had kept the faith and loved his appearing, and from his hand he had a promise of receiving a crown of righteousness. Close quote. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf in the October 2008 General Conference talks about what hope is.
Hope is not knowledge, but rather the abiding trust that the Lord will fulfill his promise to us. It is confidence that if we live according to God's laws and the words of his prophets now, we will receive desired blessings in the future. It is believing and expecting that our prayers will be answered. It is manifest in confidence, optimism, enthusiasm, and patient perseverance. In the language of the gospel, this hope is sure, unwavering, and active. The prophets of old speak of a firm hope and a lively hope. It is a hope glorifying God through good works. With hope comes joy and happiness. With hope, we can have patience and bear our afflictions. There are things we hope for and things we hope in. The things we hope for are often future events. If only we could look beyond the horizon of mortality into what awaits us beyond this life. Is it possible to imagine a more glorious future than the one prepared for us by our Heavenly Father? Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we need not fear, for we will live forever, never to taste of death again. Because of his infinite atonement, we can be cleansed of sin and stand pure and holy before the judgment bar. The Savior is truly the author of our salvation. And what kind of existence can we hope for? Those who come unto Christ, repent of their sins, and live in faith will reside forever in peace. Think of the worth of this eternal gift surrounded by those we love. We will know the meaning of ultimate joy as we progress in knowledge and in happiness. No matter how bleak the chapter of our lives may look today, because of the life and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we may hope and be assured that the ending of the book of our lives will exceed our grandest expectations. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. The things we hope in sustain us during our daily walk. They uphold us through trials, temptations, and sorrow. Everyone has experienced discouragement and difficulty. Indeed, there are times when the darkness may seem unbearable. It is in these times that the divine principles of the restored gospel we hope in can uphold us and carry us until once again we walk in the light. We hope in Jesus Christ, in the goodness of God, in the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, in the knowledge that prayers are heard and answered. Because God has been faithful and kept his promises in the past, we can hope with confidence that God will keep his promises to us in the present and in the future. In times of distress, we can hold tightly to the hope that things will work together for our good as we follow the counsel of God's prophets. This type of hope in God, his goodness, and his power refreshes us with courage during difficult challenges and gives us strength to those who feel threatened by enclosing walls of fear, doubt, and despair. Hope leads to good works.
That's President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. We did a little survey on our Facebook, and we asked you to submit some of your favorite topics. And one of the topics that we received was hope. The principle of hope extends into the eternities, but it can also sustain us through the everyday challenges of life. Psalms 146:5 says, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." With hope, we can find joy in life. We can have patience and bear with afflictions, with a firm hope that ye shall one day rest from all your afflictions. That from Alma 34:41. We can press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. Here again are the teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith on the topic of hope in the eternities. He said, quote, "The only difference between the old and the young dying is one lives longer in heaven and eternal light and glory than the other, and is freed a little sooner from this miserable, wicked world. Notwithstanding all this glory, we for a moment lose sight of it and mourn the loss, but we do not mourn as those without hope. What have we to console us in relation to the dead? We have reason to have the greatest hope and consolation for our dead of any people on earth, for we have seen them walk worthily in our midst and seen them sink asleep in the arms of Jesus. And those who have died in faith are now in the celestial kingdom of God, and hence is the glory of the Son." Close quote. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf in the October 2008 General Conference talks about cultivating hope.
We learn to cultivate hope the same way we learn to walk, one step at a time. As we study the Scriptures, speak with our Heavenly Father daily, commit to keep the commandments of God, like the word of wisdom and painful tiding, we attain hope. We grow in our ability to abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost as we more perfectly live the gospel. There may be times when we must make a courageous decision to hope, even when everything around us contradicts this hope. Like Father Abraham, we will against hope believe in hope. Or as one writer expressed, in the midst of winter, we find within us an invincible summer. Faith, hope, and charity complement each other. And as one increases, the others grow as well. Hope comes of faith, for without faith, there is no hope. In like manner, faith comes of hope. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is critical to both faith and charity. When disobedience, disappointment, and procrastination erode faith, hope is there to uphold us. When frustration and impatience challenge charity, hope braces our resolve and urges us to care for our fellow men even without expectation of reward. The brighter our hope, the greater our faith. The stronger our hope, the purer our charity. The things we hope for lead us to faith, while the things we hope in lead us to charity. The three qualities, faith, hope, and charity, working together, grounded on the truth and light of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, lead us to abound in good works.
That's President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. If you have a question for the Mormon Channel, please feel free to drop us a line anytime at radio@ldschurch.org. Or if there's a topic that you would like us to address, you can always log on to facebook.com/Mormon Channel. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.